The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Smartcast. You are listening to a Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
This is Mint Light Morning Shot, and I am Shohini Sen. Good morning. Here's a roundup of the news you can use before you start your day.
Vast numbers of people all over Myanmar flouted orders against demonstrations on Sunday to march again in protest against the military takeover that ousted the elected government of Aung San Suu Kyi. Large demonstrations were held in the major cities of Yangon, Mandalay and the capital, Naypyidaw, as well as in far-flung areas dominated by ethnic minorities. Protesters in Yangon again rallied outside the Chinese and US embassies. They accused Beijing of propping up the military regime and applaud Washington's action sanctioning the military. Hong Kong plans to expand scrutiny on capital flows and transactions by Chinese officials, according to a recent consultation paper on anti-money laundering. The Financial Services and the Treasury Bureau is proposing to implement enhanced due diligence on politically exposed persons from anywhere outside Hong Kong instead of outside the People's Republic of China. Bloomberg has reported that the Asian Financial Hub is seeking to enhance compliance of anti-money laundering regulations ahead of a series of assessments in the next few years. The proposed amendments come as the ruling Chinese Communist Party adopts an increasingly tough stance on corruption among government cadres and corporate executives. Hong Kong financial institutions and designated non-financial businesses are required to conduct enhanced due diligence on foreign PEPs as well as their family members and close associates. Kosovo is holding an early parliamentary election to form a new government amid the coronavirus pandemic, an economic downturn, and stalled negotiations with wartime for Serbia. Some 1.8 million eligible voters on Sunday started to cast their ballots in 2,400 polling stations. They're electing 120 lawmakers among more than 1,000 candidates from 28 political groupings. Those infected by the coronavirus will be able to vote through mobile polling stations. Reducing unemployment and fighting organized crime and corruption remain the biggest challenges in the election. Negotiations on normalizing ties with Serbia, which have stalled again last year after talks brokered by the US and the European Union, have not figured high on any party's agenda. The EU has sent an elections expert mission to Kosovo to monitor the vote. Kosovo declared independence from Serbia in 2008, a decade after a brutal 1998-99 war between separatist ethnic Albanian rebels and Serb forces. As the hospitality industry fights for survival after suffering huge losses due to COVID-19 last year, hotels are incorporating a combination of cutting-edge technologies to improve customer confidence and mitigate losses incurred during the pandemic. A study published in November by researchers at Stanford University and Northwestern University, US, stated that reopening of restaurants, gyms, and hotels carries the highest risk of further spreading COVID-19. As the hospitality industry fights for survival after suffering huge losses due to COVID-19 last year, hotels are incorporating a combination of cutting-edge technologies to improve customer confidence and mitigate losses incurred during the pandemic. Due to the pandemic, India's hospitality and tourism sector suffered 3/4 of economic wipeout, estimated to be up to Rs. 15 lakh crore. A 7.3 magnitude earthquake off Japan's Fukushima injured dozens of people, authorities said on Sunday, nearly 10 years after the eastern region was hit by a huge quake that sparked a tsunami and nuclear meltdown. Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga said no casualties had so far been reported after the late-night quake, which did not trigger a tsunami warning. The disaster agency said 74 injured have been reported in the region and also around Tokyo, where the quake was felt strongly just after 11 p.m. on Saturday. But local media counted at least 104 reported injuries, from broken bones to cuts from shattered glass. No abnormalities were reported at the Fukushima nuclear plant, which melted down in the wake of the March 2011 quake that triggered a towering tsunami and killed more than 18,000 people. Japan's meteorological agency said Saturday's quake was considered an aftershock of the massive tremor nearly a decade ago. Conservationists are hoping to turn Edinburgh into a sanctuary for swifts after a drastic decline in the bird's population, reports the BBC. Numbers fell by more than 50% in the UK between 1995 and 2016. One of the biggest challenges that the species faces is the loss of nesting sites in older buildings, which are often blocked off during renovation work or lost when buildings are demolished. The Edinburgh Swift City project is asking people to make boxes in a bid to encourage pairs to nest and breed. Residents are also being urged to report any sightings of swift screaming parties, groups of two or more swifts flying at low level while calling loudly, which means they are breeding nearby. Hubs are being created along a cycle route through the city to raise awareness, and a mural depicting the bird's migration path is also being planned.
You're listening to Mint Like Morning Shot with Shohini Sen. You can reach out to me on Twitter at Shohini Sen or on Facebook and Instagram at HD Smartcast. And to listen to more such podcasts, do log on to hdsmartcast.com.
This was a Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.